time is running out, declared that all religions worship the same God. Friends, you can see our problem. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. The Harbinger, the ancient mystery that holds the secret of America's future. Your gift of $15 or more to Save America Ministries. So put this $17 book in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Email us. Get us on our website, saveus.org. And if you want the special offer of my book, The Secret of the Lord and The Harbinger, $35 plus postage and handling. God bless. Be a blessing. Pray for our nation. And it's time to repent.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be your views because this is Open Line Wednesday. And we look forward to your calls and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. If you call us at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 and give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. And we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Of course, we could talk about certainly what's coming up at the present time, the philosophical problems we have in America, because most people really don't understand what is going on. We are told that there are two major worldviews. One is capitalism. One is communism. Who came up with the concept of capitalism? Why, of course, the communists did. They put the name on it. Oh, I would call the free enterprise system in contrast to collectivism, because that's what socialism is really all about. Socialism is a sincere, benevolent, idealistic theory, but it doesn't work without force. Somebody has to be in charge. It just doesn't work any differently. And they can talk all they want to about wanting to help the common man. And really, of course, socialism works very well when it's first introduced. And most people are certainly working, and there are very, very few people on the government dole. But as time goes by and more and more people grow older and retire, and become eligible for the pensions and Social Security and health care benefits, and then more and more people become disabled and get onto welfare programs, and you soon end up with a situation such as we're in today, where we have 186 different welfare programs, plus Social Security, plus Medicare, plus Medicaid, and of course, there's just not enough money to fund it. And, of course, nobody wants to give up any of the wonderful benefits they've been given, and many times they've paid into it, without realizing they were paying into a Ponzi scheme, and that their money was being simply given out to keep the system going. And where we are today, ladies and gentlemen, is the system is bankrupt. It's bankrupt in America. It's bankrupt in Great Britain. It's bankrupt in Europe. It's bankrupt in Greece and Spain and Italy and Portugal. And it's bankrupt in China. China is probably doing better with their system because they probably have far less of the socialism there. They simply have an authoritarian dictatorship with a small elite who we installed over there. And they have probably a lot more in the way of free enterprise than we actually have here. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and it's open lines. We'd like to hear what you want to talk about. We'll talk about what anything you'd like to. You want to talk about the elections. You want to come about, talk about the coming economic collapse. You want to talk about who really runs the world. We'll talk really about whatever you want to. If you want to talk about the secret societies of antiquity and how their policies are being played out in the world today, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. So give us a call. We'd love to hear you from you. We'd love to know what you'd like to talk about. Well, we're living in one of the most dangerous and frightening times in our nation's history. And this is the time to discuss all of these things, to understand that both of the major problem political parties here are pushing the same socialist programs. But, of course, they can't let the American people know that.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and of course it's Open Line Wednesday, so you can give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we'll talk about what you want to talk about. But right now we have Tony calling us from Spokane. Hi, Tony. How are we doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing, Stan?
I'm doing just fine. What would you like to talk about?
Well, you made a comment earlier about who really runs the society and some about the secret society, and I just curious what your take is on all of that.
Well, basically, I've been studying this for 50 years, and I've had the unique opportunity of going through the papers of a professor, Carol Quigley, who was a professor at Georgetown University. Actually, he was a professor at Harvard and Princeton. He was a liberal. He believed, of course, that we need a ruling oligarchy to control us common people. But he studied the secret society that controls America. He wrote several books about it because they were all carefully suppressed. Fortunately, we have the books available at the present time, published by a friend of mine. That's a long story about how they became available. But basically, Cecil Rhodes decided he wanted to create a secret society. He created one in 1891. And, of course, then they produced the Boer War and the First World War. And after the First World War, why, then, of course, it bankrupted England pretty well and pretty well destroyed Europe. So they transferred control of this secret movement to the United States. And in Great Britain, they formed an organization known as the Royal Institute for International Affairs, with branches in all the Commonwealth countries. And here in the United States, the Council on Foreign Relations, which is made up of people of great wealth and great power. And they're located, of course, at 5080 68th Street in New York City. Well, they simply ran our country from behind the scenes up until about 1972, when they were very effectively outed by a man named Gary, last name escapes me momentarily. It'll come to me in just a moment. But he was a friend of ours. He actually wrote a book called None Dare Call It Conspiracy. And he outed the Council on Foreign Relations. So the following year, they created the organization which really is more or less running things today, and that's the Trilateral Commission. And they have branches in the United States, Europe, and in Asia, about 350 people. They really run the world. But behind them, of course, are other secret societies, because this whole movement towards world government really has its foundation in the occult. And it's not simply this one corporate socialist group that really runs the things, but there are many other secret and occult organizations, like the Theosophists, the Rosicrucians. Certainly Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove tie into the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission. But there are a multitude of other parallel organizations, like the Family and Opus Dei. There are organizations within the Catholic Church and the Protestant Church. They dominate every aspect of our society, and their goal, a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion, because, of course, they want to destroy Christianity. And then eventually they're going to install this one-world leader. Does that answer your question, Tony? And it was Gary Allen who wrote the book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy.
Oh, very interesting. Where would one go to get more information on that?
Well, if you want a very, very quick summary of it, why, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, will give you a pretty good overview. It's 130 pages. You can read it in a few hours. Gary Allen's book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, is excellent. If you really want the graduate course, you would read Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, and that's 1,342 pages. And his other book, The Anglo-American Establishment, probably 300 pages. But you'll get the whole background of who these secret societies were, how they worked behind the scenes, how they actually created the Boer War and the First World War and the Second World War. Of course, it doesn't get into what's going on today. The book was written published in 1966, but it's pretty obvious reading the book how these people financed and backed Adolf Hitler both before and during the war. But we can't let the common people understand that any more than we can let the American people understand that we're financing this whole world terrorist movement today. And we have our troops in 130 nations. We have an empire. America is implementing Cecil Rhodes' plan to bring about a world government. That's what it's all about. That is why we have this massive military. That's why we fight all these phony wars. And, of course, that they're using the threat of terrorism to justify implementing a dictatorship in America.
Interesting.
Well, basically, do you listen to our programs regularly, Tony?
No, actually, this is the first time I just was scanning through the radio while I was driving, and I stopped because it was interesting.
Okay, Tony. Well, you can go, certainly go to our website, radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs there 4 hours a day, and we have all sorts of archive programs. You can read our newsletters, watch our certainly our DVDs. But if I could suggest one thing, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, will give you an overview. And if you don't want to put out the money, you can go to your internet and simply go to radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com, scroll down to videos, scroll down videos to Brotherhood of Darkness, and watch me talk for 2 hours, and I hope it'll change your life.
I appreciate that.
Okay, God bless.
Pleasure talking to you, sir.
Bye-bye, and let's go to Mike, who's calling us from Michigan. And our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines. And we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. And you know, that's interesting about Tony, who just called us now. I mean, that's how I got started in this 50 years ago. I listened to the wrong television program. I wanted to watch a program. It was called The Naked City, and I tuned in on the wrong program, and I was hearing some old man talking on television, and he was saying a lot of things that they were interesting, but I couldn't believe what he was saying was true. He was saying that America was not a democracy. It was a republic, and suddenly the last thing our founders wanted was a democracy. He said that the media was controlled. He said that, and this was 1962, he said that Fidel Castro, we'd known Fidel Castro was a communist. That's why we put him in power. It wasn't that he fooled us. We'd always known he was a communist. In fact, we'd financed communism since its inception. And he made a lot of ridiculous statements like that. And I set out to prove him wrong and changed my life forever. Well, certainly we'll hope Tony will do the same. Our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and let's go to Mike calling us from Michigan. Hi, Mike.
How are you doing, Dr. Dan?
Doing just fine. Go right ahead. Yeah, you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I got a couple questions I want you to comment on. Actually, probably three of them. One thing is I noticed somebody was telling me the other day real quick that China had more people in prison than the Americans do, and the China's got billions of people. We got 300 million. So that's a communist country, supposedly, but I'm thinking maybe we're a little more communist than they are. We got people that are working for minimum wage. That's basically slavery. It's not enough to live on.
Basically, the figures that I have is right now the American government has about 2.2 million people in prison today. That's basically about one out of every 103 American adults is in prison today. One out of every 33 American adults is in prison. Population. Is it either prison, probation, or parole? One of every young black man between 21 and 31 is in prison, probation, or parole. One out of every three. And that's, of course, because we're poisoning the water and we're actually getting lead into the water with our water fluoridation programs. And that, of course, the lead has a tendency to create criminal activity in the young blacks. They know this. All studies are there. The largest study ever done in the United States on 450,000 children, actually measuring the level of their blood with fingers and sticks and comparing the criminal activity in the areas where they fluoridated the water with hydrofluorosilicic acid and where they didn't. And they found, of course, there was a definite, certainly correlationist criminal activity. But as far as China, my understanding is China, as ruthless as they are, only has about 1.5 million people in prison. And I think it may be fair to say that certainly proportionally we have far more people in prison than the Chinese communists do. And it may be that actually, in fact, we have more people in prison than the communist Chinese do. But basically, you're absolutely right. We have far more socialism in America than they have in communist China. But at least we can still speak out. And in communist China, you don't dare speak out or they'll crush you. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, so would you agree, Doc, that we got 2.5 million people in prison?
2.2 million, my understanding.
Okay, so we got 2.2 million people in prison. So what we have is a bunch of people that probably shouldn't even be in prison, or if they are in prison, it's because of the atmosphere that they created and they got them in prison. So then they're going to make a bunch of money on these people by taking it from the taxpayers, which we can't afford to take care of these prisons. And now I hear they're building all kinds of like FEMA camps. So not only are they going to have those, but they're going to get a whole bunch more prisoners or something, you know, and so that's all I got to say about that.
Well, Mike, I think what your point is very, very important. Why do we have so many people in prison? Because of our drug laws. Who is the largest purveyor of drugs in the world? American CIA. If you find that incredible, I mean, how could we have all these people in prison for violating the drug laws when the CIA is pushing drugs here and throughout the world? And because that's one reason we're in Afghanistan, is to guard the poppy fields. We are guarding the poppy fields so that they can have the heroin for the CIA to ship throughout the world. But go up on the internet. You can look it up, CIA, largest purveyor of drugs in the world. And then why are we putting people in prison here for that?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Dr. Stan, it's open lines. We're glad to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. We have Mike from Michigan, and he is going along with this whole idea that, oh my goodness, you know, when George Bush was president, he wanted the Saudis to up production. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand, the United States has far more oil and natural gas than they have in Saudi Arabia. They have specifically blocked the development of our oil because they want artificial shortages. They want to ship our wealth overseas to other countries, and they want, of course, to create artificial shortages as far as the oil and natural gas is concerned, because that's how they keep the price up. And every time, of course, it looks like the price is going to go down, they come up with another crisis, like this whole phony crisis of the hurricane. And suddenly, on the very day the hurricane was forming in the Gulf of Mexico, the price of oil goes up. Why would it do that? I mean, it takes a month from the time they get the oil out of the ground. Out of the Gulf, and they get it to the refinery, and then they make it into gasoline, and they have mammoth supplies. The storm has nothing to do with the price. It's simply manipulation of the price, and so much of it goes on. It's simply a justification to raise the price of oil and natural gas. And, of course, you have to understand that there are about six major oil companies in the world, and they all tie into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. They're all part of this scam, and they're using the fabulous sums of money they have to bring about this one-world authoritarian system of government, and, of course, to destroy America and Christianity. Mike, I'm going to let you go because we've got Veronica there in Cincinnati. But, again, hey, what, Mike?
Yeah, Doc, I got one more thing.
All right, fine. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. What is it, Mike?
Yeah, I used to work in oil production. It's worse than that, Doc. They got 600,000 troops over in Turkey. Syria's only got 40,000. We're using the Muslims as tools. They're going to go into Syria probably and Iran. And then they're going to go after Saudi Arabia, and they're doing it all under the disguise as if we don't have oil, but we do. But they're going to go over there, and then they're going to use the Muslims to take over Syria, and they're going to crush Iran, is what they're going to do, and that's what they're doing. They're over there doing that, and so.
I think you're absolutely right, Mike, but I think before this is over, there are going to be terrible repercussions here in America. Because, of course, you don't go over there and certainly try to force your views on other people without necessarily getting a reaction. But thanks very much for calling, and let's go to Veronica calling us from Cincinnati, Ohio. Hi, Veronica. How are you doing?
How you doing, Dr. Stan? It's such a blessing to always, you know, listen to your station. I've been listening to you, you know, and we enjoy, you know, listening to you. And we're always praying for you. And I wanted to share something that I was listening to in the radio tonight about the water being contaminated, you know, and affecting, you said you were mentioning the, specifically the African Americans. And you said that there were many in jail that were, you know, because of the water, you know, the violence is increasing.
That is because of the lead. If you put hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water, which they produce, put into 90% of the communities they fluoridate. Why, when you do put the hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water and then you check the level of lead in the blood of children, you find out that it doubles in white children. It goes up four times in Hispanic and goes up six times in blacks. And because that lead has a tremendous impact on the brain and its function and leads to criminal activity, they know what they're doing. They're poisoning the blacks of course, then forcing them into criminal activity and then putting them in prison. That's what it's all about. And I hate to say it, but the work has been done by Dr. Roger Masters. They can get it on the internet or get it from us. They know exactly what they're doing. They have an intense hatred of blacks. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah, I believe what you're saying. But it's also, you know, very important to say that the Bible mentions that if it is not what goes into the man's mouth from the outside that makes his mind and heart sinful, it is what comes out from the inside that makes makes it sinful. It's also a will, you know, God gave us a will. And when we put, you know, ourselves under his will, it doesn't matter what, you know, try to affect us. But when we put our heart, you know, into the word of God and following them, it doesn't matter what comes, you know, because I've seen a lot of criminality, you know, and it's been increasing. And I believe, you know, it is part of the water, but also of the will of the heart, you know. We have to put our will under the will of God.
Fine for us, but understand, Veronica, we're dealing with very wicked and evil people who hate the God of the Bible, and we have to speak out, because if we don't, of course, we become guilty. Men and women become accomplices of the evils they fail to oppose. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Envita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Envita at 866-830-4576. Envita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Have a good night.
You too. Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's Open Line Wednesday. So give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we were just talking to Veronica from Cincinnati, Ohio. And basically she was just saying that so often they will tell people what's going on and the people just won't believe it. And it's very discouraging when you do that sort of thing and people sort of scoff at you with their eyes glass over. But that is not up to you and I. Our job is to speak the truth, and if God wants them to hear, they will hear. And if God doesn't want them to hear, they won't hear. And I shall never forget 50 years ago, as I mentioned earlier, when I turned into the wrong television program, and I heard this old man talking about what was going on in America in 1962, and suddenly I questioned what he said. But I really, looking back through the years, believe that I was destined to heed what he said, and of course, to begin working and investigating and to come to an understanding of what was going on, because the gentleman I was listening to was the man who founded the John Birch Society, and his name was Robert Welch. And suddenly I joined the Birch Society for a time. I eventually dropped out because although much of what they said, or most of what they said, was true, there was some other X factor. I knew I was missing something, but I didn't know what it was. It took me many years to understand that behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces. Yes, we can talk about communism. We can talk about the Council on Foreign Relations and the Royal Institute for International Affairs and the Bilderbergers and the Club of Rome and the Trilateral Commission. And we can talk about the Masons and the Theosophists and the Rosicrucians. But until we understand that there are secret societies out there that are actually energized by evil, they're actually energized by Lucifer, that actually worship the other god. And you hear lots of times people talk about, God. But they may very well be talking about the other god. And until you understand that there is another god out there, and this is the god, the prince of darkness, who rules this world. And I don't understand why God allows it, why he doesn't just clamp down, because I'm sure that he could destroy evil, but he allows it here, I think, because he wants to give us the choice to pick one side or the other. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And it's a fascinating analysis to understand what's going on today. And you see all these contradictory things going on in the world, and they just don't make sense. I mean, this election between two globalists, so Romney on one side, he's supposedly the conservative globalist, and Barack Hussein Obama, he's the liberal globalist, but they both believe in world government. They both believe in war. They both believe in torture. They both believe in Social Security and Medicare and all the 186 welfare programs that we have, and probably they'd like to get a lot more of them in here. And it'd be wonderful if they would just, if they didn't weren't going along with it. The Republicans have a plan to cut the budget. Paul Ryan, who's running for vice president, came up with a plan to cut $1 trillion from the federal budget over a 10-year period. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're running a deficit of about between 1.3 and 1.5 trillion dollars every year. What good is it going to do to cut $1 trillion from the budget over a 10-year period? But you see, it makes the suckers, the common people in America, feel that the Republicans want to cut back on big government. No, they don't. They want to give you the impression that we have a two-party system. The reality is we have a one-party system with two branches. One's a Republican and one's the Democrats, and they're all funded and controlled by exactly the same people. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's Open Line Wednesday, and we've got Tim calling from Illinois. Hi, Tim. How are we doing?
Hi, great, Dr. Stan. Dr. Stan, I like to talk about stories that you don't get to hear on CNN or ABC or MSNBC. Now, this story was written by Adam Goldman. He won the 2012 Pulitzer Prize. And this AP story, NYPD Muslim spying led to no leads or terror cases. More than 6 years of spying on Muslim neighborhoods. The New York Police Department, they have something called the Demographics Unit. And they never generated a lead or triggered a terrorist investigation. Chief Assistant Chief of Police Galanti gave a deposition last week regarding this, and he mentions now you have New York PD, NYPD, they're the largest police department in the nation, and Mayor Bloomberg has held it up as a counterterrorism tactic, as a model of it for the rest of the country. So it's basically a big sham here. I just wanted to get your information, what you might have thought of this story.
Well, basically, of course, you have to understand that it's not that we're fighting this radical Muslim movement. We're actually encouraging it. We're funding it. Tomorrow evening, we're going to have Paul Williams on our program, and he's been monitoring the radical Islamic movement in the United States for a number of years. They have all sorts of terrorist training camps in the United States, and they're largely funded, I believe, by our own government. That's a man named Gulen, G-U-L-L-E-N, one of the richest men in the world. Mr. Gulen, of course, has about $60 billion, which he got, of course, for the illegal drug trade because he worked for the CIA. And they are actually funding this radical Islamic movement, not only in the United States, but throughout the world. And they've set up chartered schools all across America. They've set chartered schools, about 1,000 of them in the Near East and the Middle East. But there are probably close to 20 to 30 Islamic terrorist training camps here in the United States where they're actually training the Muslims with automatic weapons and certain weapons of mass destruction. And this is all known and being helped and financed by our own government, because you can't have a war on terrorism unless you got terrorists. And most of the people who are involved in these camps across America are ex-cons. They're prisoners who converted to the Muslim faith while in federal prison. And when they were released from prison, they were given a new suit of clothes, $10, and a one-way bus trip to the area where they could join these Muslim terrorist training camps. This is the reality of what's going on in America today, Tim. And the fact that most people have never heard of this is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. But you'll certainly want to hear Paul Williams, who will be our guest tomorrow evening. Anything else you wanted to say?
No, Dr. Stan. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, that was Tim. Tim calling from Illinois. Our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And you can go up on the internet and look up Mr. Gulen, G-U-L-L-E-N. He is a multi-billionaire. He lives in an armed enclave somewhere in Pennsylvania, where he has all these guards carrying automatic weapons. But he's being protected by our own government. In fact, it was Gulen who was responsible for the overthrow of the Turkish military and replacing it with this Muslim Brotherhood government. And now is a Muslim Brotherhood government in Turkey. And they are, of course, aligned with the radical Muslims, not with the United States. Turkey was a close ally of the United States for many years, but that's no longer true. Oh, admittedly, I think they're letting us train the al-Qaeda forces, the revolutionaries going into Syria. They're being trained in both Turkey and in Jordan. But, of course, you must understand that the United States works very closely with this Muslim Brotherhood throughout the world. Why would they do that? Because you have to have an enemy. Basically, the Muslim Brotherhood, a radical Islamic movement, was created back in 1928 by MI6, British intelligence, with the help of the Americans. Americans took it over probably after the Second World War, and has been primarily this Muslim Brotherhood, radical Islamic movement, has been funded with your tax money ever since then. Why would they do that? Well, how can you have a war if you don't have an enemy? That's why we funded the communists for many years. That's why we funded the North Vietnamese during the Vietnam War. That's why we funded the Germans, not only before World War II, but during the war. And if you haven't read, suddenly America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus, who had a security clearance three levels above top secret. You must get that book to understand how America funded the Nazis and American corporations built the weapons that were to be used to kill American soldiers at the Battle of the Bulge and certainly at the Normandy. And that was General Motors, and that was General Electric, and that was Ford Motor Company, that was IBM, that was AT&T, that was Exxon, that was about 10 of our major banks, among which were Brown Brothers Harriman. And, of course, Brown Brothers Harriman had two men on the board of directors. One was named George Herbert Walker, for whom George Herbert Walker Bush was named, and the other one was named Prescott Bush. And, of course, that is the a part of the George Bush family. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we have Eric calling from Michigan. Eric, do you have a question?
Well, Dr. Stan,
Do you have a question?
Well, are you familiar with, you have a couple colleagues, David J. Smith, who's a...
Yes, I know David J. Smith. I know him very well. Go ahead. I know him very well. We've had him as a guest many times. What was your question?
Okay, well, and then there's this Tex Mars, retired Air Force officer.
I know Tex very well, but I certainly disagree with him. He thinks the Jews are behind everything, and I think he's wrong. He misses the fact that there is a satanic element within this Jewish movement, but there's a satanic element certainly within the Catholic movement and within the Protestant movement. Do you have a question?
Yeah, well, why, for instance, here we have Barack Obama and Mitt Romney disclosing, as they have, their dedicated support of Israel, and yet we know, even from the likes of Barry Shamish, that much of everything Israel does is consistent with a Luciferian New World Order system.
You have to understand that this is the activities of the Luciferians within the government over there. But of course, the question is, does Israel, the Zionist movement, control America? Does America control the Zionist movement? And I'm firmly convinced that Netanyahu and Barack, the defense minister, are both controlled by Washington, D.C. They're doing exactly what they want to. There is a Luciferian movement in Washington, D.C. There's a Luciferian movement there in Israel. And so what most people have missed is the fact that most Jewish people, many of them are liberal, but many of them are conservatives. And some of the finest people and best Americans I know are Jewish. And yet, of course, there's people like Tex Mars who are doing everything they can to discredit all Jews. And I think one day they're going to have to stand before the bar of justice and explain that to God. Thanks so much for calling. And let's go to Eric, who's calling from Compton, California. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Eric, go right ahead. Do you have a question or comment?
Hey, I got a question, Dr. Stan. How you doing, first of all?
I'm doing just fine, thank you. Good. Considering everything, I'm doing great.
I know. I apologize to your audience. It's kind of a personal question, but could you shed any light on, can you contract some type of allergy just from being old, just from getting age? Does age have anything to do with allergies? The reason I'm asking, my mother is having these allergy attacks, and they seem to be getting progressively worse. And they can't put their finger on what it is. She thinks it's cilantro, or one time it's this food. How does that work? We think it's something else.
Well, basically, I notice that as I get older, I have more of a runny nose lots of times than I did before. And certainly our defenses, our immune system doesn't work quite as well when we get older. But the important thing is to get your mother certainly onto things that will keep her healthy. And certainly I believe that there's a very definite place for herbs and for certainly the alternative medicines. The last thing your mother needs to be doing is taking traditional medicines. Now, I'll have to admit, I do take digital digitalis. But remember, digitalis comes from a flower. And then, of course, I take some thyroid, and thyroid, of course, comes from, this is natural thyroid, comes from the cows. But the rest of the things that I take are usually vitamins and minerals, and I think that's what your mother ought to be doing. It will help to build up her immune response. Anything else, Eric?
No, that's it. I tried to get her to stop taking the flu shots, and she takes them every year.
Basically, the worst thing she can do is take those flu shots. They got mercury in them, and basically, you need to get my talk. It's called Spectre Haunting America, and basically, you get her to watch it. I think it's up on our internet site, The Spectre Haunting America. She can just watch it there on the internet. She doesn't have to buy it, and she needs to understand how dangerous vaccines are, and the doctors, without knowing it, are doing a tremendous amount of damage. Okay, anything else you wanted to say?
Yes, Dr. Stan, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
God bless. Let's go to Abel, who's calling us from Mount Auburn in Ohio. Hi, how are you doing, Abel?
Brilliant, Dr. Stan. It's a privilege to be listening to you again. Hello?
Yes, I'm glad you're out there. It's good to know.
I'm sorry. Yes. God bless you, my brother. You and I were prayers, and again, I say what I've said before. You are a prophet of God. God bless you.
Well, I'm not a prophet, but I am a follower, so go ahead.
Okay, my brother, my only question is this. Here in this part of the country, it's a big population of African-American brothers, but I've noticed that many of them in some of the neighborhoods are turning Muslim, and even though they had a Christian background, and one of the arguments they give when I talk to them is that they don't want to serve a white God. What can you say about that? Why is that happening?
Doesn't matter what color God is. We don't know what color he is. We don't know even what he looks like. Nobody's ever seen God. It has nothing to do with race. The best thing to do is if black people quit thinking of themselves as black and we quit thinking of ourselves as white, we are all children of God. Each one Amen. Made in the image and likeness of God. And this is what people don't understand. And they're doing everything they can to foment racial hatreds. And you go into the background of the Tuskegee study, the AIDS epidemic was designed to kill off blacks. We can demonstrate that. We'll be back in just a moment here.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com. What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes prostate support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan, and April's calling, and you're asking not about Ron Paul, but about Rand Paul, his son. Are you asking about Ron Paul? If you're asking about Ron Paul, Ron Paul is evangelical Christian. He did not talk about his Christian faith. He wasn't going to try to appeal to people to vote for him because he's a Christian. All these other hypocrites are saying, oh, I'm a Christian, you know, vote for me. And, of course, they, if you look at their voting records, they were consistently voting for abortion, and they were consistently voting in favor of, you know, the homosexual agenda. And Ron Paul avoided that, but I know him personally to be an evangelical Christian. Abel, we're going to have to let you go. We're out of time. God bless you, and thanks for calling.
God bless you all. God bless you all. Good night.
Thank you. Good night. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we need to announce that we're going to be putting on an all-day conference on the 21st of October, and it's just a little less than 2 months away. We're going to have Lynn Marzulli there. Ambassador Henry Cooper is going to be there. He's going to be talking about the danger of an EMP attack, an electromagnetic pulse attack. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a frightening thing to contemplate. And the fact that you do not understand the implications simply is a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. We're going to have other great speakers. We're going to have lunch. Program is going to start a quarter after 8 in the morning. It's going to go through to about 6 o'clock in the evening. It will be a great day, and we hope you can come. And, of course, you're going to have reservations. You're going to give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you want to get Chris rooms at a special rate, they're available until the 20th of September, and after that you're going to have to pay the full freight. But we'll tell you about all the other motels and hotels in the area. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, apropos of what we're talking about today, you'll certainly want to hear our program with Paul Williams tomorrow. And, of course, you must understand that there really is a radical Islamic movement. It is here in the United States, and it's fully funded by your government. Basically, we have the book, going into the background of this whole Islamic, radical Islamic movement, and how it was originally financed in 1928 by MI6 intelligence. And basically then, of course, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and you need to get the various DVDs we have available if you want to know how they killed Martin Luther King. We have a 4-CD set on that, complete with interviews with the lawyer hired by Martin Luther King's family to prove that James Earl Ray did not kill Martin Luther King. We have a book and the 4-CD set. We have a 4-CD set on Bobby Kennedy. We have a book on Who Killed Bobby. We have a DVD, of course, it was made in England on that subject. We have actually a 4-CD set on the USS Liberty. The American warship that was in 1967 was attacked by the Israelis. But, of course, they were operating under orders from Washington, D.C., from President Johnson, and from Robert McNamara. And they wanted to kill all those soldiers, all the sailors, on board the USS Liberty so they'd have an excuse to go to war with Egypt. They intended for them all to be killed. And, of course, the boat didn't go down. Many of them survived. But, of course, they were told that if they ever dared to reveal what they knew that happened that day, they would be either be sent to prison or worse. And they knew what they were talking about. They knew they'd be killed. There wasn't one man on that ship for 20 years who had the courage to come forward and tell what really happened, and then one by one they came forward, and you'll hear many of them in our 4-CD set on the USS Liberty. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position helpfully, financially, to help Radio Liberty, why, we'd hope that you'd give us a call and join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And then, of course, if you want that book on how we finance the Muslim Brotherhood, it's called The Devil's Game. The Devil's Game. We'll be back in a moment with another fascinating program. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Mark Collins. And we're going to be talking about George Washington. Now, who is Mark Collins? Well, Mark Collins is a minister. He's actually looks very much like George Washington did in his 50s. And Mark has actually played the part of George Washington on a television miniseries. But he also plays the part of George Washington in a DVD, which we will be carrying here. It's called Behold a Pale Horse. Behold a Pale Horse. It's a wonderful, wonderful DVD that really, of course, has interviews with the leading conservatives involved in this effort to awaken the American people. And rather than simply being sort of boring like a lot of this sort of a DVD is, it is put together by Anita and Chuck Untersee. And they did a magnificent job at putting together these interviews in a very excellent fashion that holds your attention and tells the story. And of course, if you look at the people that that they have interviewed, why it looks like that Chuck and his wife are listening to our radio program all the time, because so many of the people they have interviewed have been regular guests on Radio Liberty, whether it be Catherine Albrecht or whether it be Joan Vion or Michael Kaufman or Sidney Michael Shaw, or and right down the line, Sidney Ed Vieira. All of these people that they interview are people that we have interviewed. A few were not. We had never talked to General Boykin, who begins the program. But certainly Mark, of course, plays an important part in this, where they have reenactments of information about George Washington. Mark, thank you so very much for being with us this evening.
Dr. Monteith, it is such an honor to be on your program this evening. Thank you for being that caller that really resembles the callers of days of old, warning of coming danger.
Well, why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself and how it was that you started playing the part of George Washington?
Well, it started in my church. I was notorious for playing some Bible character, and 12 years ago, the 4th of July was on a Sunday, and I was asked to, if I would prepare for that, and in doing so, I was so amazed at what I did not know about the founding of this nation and those biblical principles that were so foundational to everything that those founding fathers did, and was somewhat angry at what I had not been taught through high school and through college about those principles. And so I've made it my commission to try to spread the word and to redefine our history as it has been purged of many of those principles.
And I really think this is so vitally important. People don't understand that America was founded by Christians so that the people would be free to worship the Christian faith. There are many, many sects of Christianity, but the underlying theme of almost all of the founding fathers, and I'm talking about certainly probably 90 to 95%, was Christianity. And yet this is never taught in our schools today because there's a conspiracy against God. There's an organized effort to take God out of our schools, to destroy the moral fabric of our society. And these things are not happening by accident. The Supreme Court had repeatedly held that America was a Christian nation. There were at least four times when the Supreme Court declared in various cases we were a Christian nation. And basically, of course, it wasn't until members of a secret society were able to take over the Supreme Court in 1941, and that was the Masons, that they were able to take God and prayer out of our schools and then block any effort to have moral or religious or righteous teaching in our schools in America today.
It's so true.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening, Mark Collins. And, of course, he plays the part of George Washington in this story of Behold a Pale Horse. Now, we have actually, we carry this DVD. We think it's excellent. I think we sold a fair substantial number of them. It's only been out for a short period of time. But the whole purpose of this DVD is to try to rekindle a belief in America in the hearts of the people. We saw it a week ago Saturday evening, my son, my wife, and I. And there wasn't a dry eye in the room when we got through with it. It's a powerful, powerful movie, and it was a powerful, powerful DVD, and you certainly want to see this, and you want to get other people to see it, and to understand the Christian foundation, the religious foundation upon which America was founded and for which people died. And of course, this whole idea, of course, is, as Mark was just saying, the original rallying cry of all of the people was no king but King Jesus. And of course, this country was founded by Christians as to be a nation where people would have the right to pray and practice the religious faith as they wanted to. And certainly the whole idea was never to remove God from government. It was to keep government from interfering with the right of the people to have a religion or to have a state religion. People would be free to practice their religion, and they're not. Basically, there's a conspiracy against God, and the people who control both political parties are behind that. But basically, this DVD gets you into the background, the history of America, from Paul Revere, who called for certainly there are a thousand certainly people proclaiming out there, proclaiming the importance of maintaining our freedom. And the whole idea of America was to establish a government where the power of the central authority would be limited by the change of the Constitution so the people would be free in all other societies while the government grants you certain rights and freedoms. Here in America, it was taken for granted that we had our rights. Our rights came from God. And the governments were instituted among men to preserve our God-given rights. They don't teach that in school at all. But of course, that is because the people who control our educational system tie into the great tax-exempt foundations that have an intense hatred of Christianity. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Mark, of course, in this DVD, in this story, plays the part of George Washington. What have you learned about George Washington since you've been playing him, not simply in this DVD, but in other television miniseries? Go ahead. What have you learned about the father of our country?
You know, that he has some very big boots to fill. You know, the countenance of this man, very limited education, and yet it was his character. Even those that were around him said it was his character that carried him above the average man. And just his abilities to pull people together, that they would follow him into battle. It was during the Valley Forge, you know, as he was losing up to 11 men a day to starvation and exposure and disease, that von Steuben, when he came to the camp, he has never seen such loyalty in all of his years in the military. Here they were standing by Washington, even though they were literally starving to death. And it was just his character that made these people follow him. The other thing that is just truly amazing, as I look at Dr. Monteith, how our numbers are so few of those that are willing to stand up and fight, and we can get discouraged, but if you really look at the Revolutionary War times, about a third of the population stood with the Patriots, a third for the Crown, and a third would not commit either way. But if you really boil it down, 2% of the nation's population at that time actually stood and fought with Washington. 2% gave us the freedoms that we now have, if we can keep them.
I think it's amazing to understand that most people don't want to be involved. Well, ladies and gentlemen, freedom is not free. And once lost, will never be regained. There are people who want to take away our freedom. They're organized. They control both political parties. They control the military. They put their people into key positions in the military. So they control our banking industry, our corporations. They control the leadership of both political parties. They've infiltrated our churches. They've infiltrated our educational system. They control both the media and the great tax-exempt foundations. And they largely determine everything that we hear and see, and most of what we believe. People do not understand that repeatedly the Supreme Court in the United States had held that America was a Christian nation, and yet that is totally blacked out in modern textbooks. Well, Mark, certainly, as you I'm certainly identified with George Washington. What did George Washington believe about God? What did George Washington believe about Jesus Christ?
You know, it is amazing, as I was taught in school, that all the founding fathers, including Washington, were deists. And I was confronted, actually, as I was portraying Washington and sharing some of the Christian foundations of our nation at a fifth grade class, and the teacher said, I don't believe those things, that all the founding fathers were deists. And I said, well, let me ask you this, what is a deist? And she did not know. She had no idea what a deist is. And so I explained, they believe in a higher power, but that higher power is not a personal God. He doesn't answer prayers, didn't write the scripture, a holy Bible. I said, that is a deism in a nutshell. And I said, so let me explain a little bit about Washington. Did you know that he committed the first and last hour of every day to prayer? Washington would arise at 4 a.m. and pray until 5, and in the evenings he would retire to his chambers at 9 o'clock and pray until 10. Every night. And then it records in his journal that there was one time that he changed that habit, and that was at Valley Forge. And he put in his own journal that under the crushing weight of responsibility that I find myself, I can no longer sustain my prayer vigil of an hour morning and evening. And for the first time in his adult life, he changed his prayer habit, and he began to pray 1 hour every morning and 2 hours every evening. And that tells you a lot about where George Washington knew his strength would come, and it was not his own abilities.
And there really are some amazing, amazing stories of how God really preserved the life of George Washington. He was in battle after battle, and there was one battle where, because this was before America was established, he was at that time an officer in the British military. And every other officer was killed. He had two horses shot out from underneath him. He had four bullet holes in his coat. And yet he was totally unwounded. He was the only surviving officer who was able to rally the troops and have a retreat.
Yes.
I'm sure you've heard that story, Mark.
Yes, The Bulletproof George Washington is a wonderful book. And then, of course, the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say, 17 years after that battle, as he was surveying land given to him for his participation during the Battle of Monongahela, he was approached by a group of Indians, and at the head of that group was an old war chief who said that I personally shot at you 17 times, and when I saw that the Great Spirit was protecting you, I told my braves to stop firing upon you. That's an incredible story.
It really is, and apparently it's very, very true. And this is certainly not just a fable. It's been recorded many times. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And of course, a lot of people point out, well, but actually George Washington was a Mason. Well, a lot of people were Masons. And of course, they did not understand Masonry. They did not understand that there were cult foundations to it. Most Masons, even today, do not understand Masonry. And I'm sure that George Washington didn't, but he did write about it. And he basically expressed his concern, certainly, about some of the things that were going on at that time, and the occult influence of the Illuminati and other organizations. We never hear about this, but if you read many of the things that George Washington wrote, he wrote about his belief in Christianity, and said it wasn't simply he was a deist who believed in a God, an almighty God. He also believed in the divinity of Jesus Christ. Have you come across those in your studies, Mark?
Yes. You know, I have actually committed one of his prayers to memory. It was so impactful, and as I and consistent with what has been known of him, that he would commit the first and last hour of each day to prayer. Some 70 years after his death, they discovered his prayer journal written in his own hand, and it was simply titled Monday morning, Monday night, Tuesday morning, Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, Wednesday night. And let me just, could I share with you some of his prayer?
Go right ahead.
This is what George Washington, our first president, said, the deist, if you will, George Washington, Almighty and Eternal Lord God, the great creator of heaven and earth, and the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, look down from heaven in pity and compassion upon me, thy servant. I humbly prostrate myself before thee. Lord, I humbly beseech thee to be merciful to me in the free pardon of my sin, for the sake of thy dear Son, my only Savior, Jesus Christ, who came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Lord, write thy laws upon my heart. Help me to live righteously, soberly, and godly in this evil world. Make me to be humble, meek, patient, and contented, and in me the grace of thy Holy Spirit awaken. Forgive my enemies. Take me unto thy protection. Keep me in perfect peace, which I ask in the name and for the sake of Jesus. Does that sound like a deist to you?
Of course it doesn't, but you see, ladies and gentlemen, they've rewritten history. They've rewritten history because, of course, of the intense hatred of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and, of course, our guest is Mark Collins, the man who plays the part of George Washington in this wonderful DVD which we carry. It's called Behold a Pale Horse. Behold a Pale Horse. We'll be back in a moment. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the Pig Arthritis Formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the Pig Pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866- 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment for Mark Collins, who plays the role of George Washington in this wonderful DVD we have called Behold a Pale Horse, and I promise you, if you get this DVD, you won't be disappointed, and it will really help to rekindle your belief in America and America's promise. And certainly, as I mentioned, so many of the people in this DVD are actually people who have been on our network, on our programs, and they have a few that we don't know, but they're all people who love America and who love our Lord. Well, go right ahead, Mark. Certainly, have you had any feedback from your presentation in the DVD, Behold a Pale Horse?
Yes, people seem to be, many folks don't know all of that information. They had heard, you know, of Agenda 21 and some of the other aspects that are brought out so eloquently in Behold a Pale Horse. And so it's pretty impactful what people see and bringing it all together. From the education system to, you know, the world, one world order that you so eloquently spoke of in the film. And it's just incredible, those precepts as they're brought together from the very beginnings of our country through our modern day Obamacare and some of the atrocities that are being put forth today that are totally against those founding principles, against the Constitution.
Well, basically, of course, there are a lot of people out there who have a lot of stories about George Washington. One of them, of course, is mentioned, and that was that he walked out of church once a month when they took communion. Have you ever heard that? Is there any truth to that? And basically, I suspect it's, but anyway, I'd like your thought on that. Have you ever heard that he would walk out of church rather than take communion?
Yes, and I think there is some validity to that. It is reported that finally, near the end of the war, he approached a Presbyterian minister that he had become close to and asked him a few questions. And one of the concerns was that throughout the war, he had not been taking communion, because it says, if you have aught against a brother, that we're not to approach God, that we're to go and take care of that before we would take communion. That you approach communion as a hallowed concept, and that you would not take that if you knew there were things, you had strife against someone. And of course, he was fighting his brothers. Many lose the fact that he was a British citizen, fighting against British citizens. And so because of that, he felt like he should not take communion. It was explained to him later, and he asked that Presbyterian minister, well, will you allow me to participate in communion, although I'm Anglican? And he said, absolutely. And so Washington again began to take communion. But it's pretty well documented that throughout the first six and a half years of the war, he would not because he felt like he would be breaking God's law by doing so.
Well, I think that's fascinating, something I'd never heard of before. But, ladies and gentlemen, war is a terrible thing. We should never be involved in wars. Of course, the people who hate God are the ones who control our government, and they plunge us from war to war to war. They send our young boys over to Afghanistan and to Iraq to kill innocent people over there. And if they did this in Vietnam. If you've never studied Operation Phoenix, what took place in Vietnam during the Vietnam War. I know a gentleman, a very good friend of mine, who is part of Operation Phoenix, part of the murderous program that was carried out against innocent civilians over there. And he's retired as lieutenant colonel, but he told me when he suddenly realized what it was all about, he burned his Marine uniform and burned all of his medals and certainly got drunk for a week. When he suddenly realized what Operation Phoenix really was that he had participated in, a very similar program is going on over in Iraq and Iran, Afghanistan, I should say, and Iraq today, probably not so much in Iraq now, but certainly when we were there, simply killing innocent civilians because you were ordered to do it and you did what you were told. And they're doing this in Afghanistan. Those of you who didn't hear our program with Joyce Riley today, of the Power Hour, she was our guest. Go to our internet site and listen to my interview with Joyce as she tells you what so many of these young men who've come back from Afghanistan have told her about killing helpless young men, taking them from their families and simply killing them, and many times even killing the families as they were simply carrying out orders. This is what we're really talking about today. And it's very, very hard to be close to God when you're violating his basic commandment, thou shalt not kill. And just because you've been ordered to do it, does that make it right? There comes a time when you have to fight sometimes for your freedom. But that's not what's going on today.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long.
So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this evening, Mark Collins, who plays the part of George Washington in this wonderful DVD we're carrying called Behold a Pale Horse. It's only been out for a few weeks now, having a tremendous impact, and we think it's a wonderful, wonderful learning tool to help you reach other people about what is really going on today and the importance, of course, of trying to preserve our liberty. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly our guest Mark Collins is a minister. He's actually played the part of George Washington in a miniseries. And then, of course, when they put together this DVD, having to do with what's going on today, they have a number of reenactments. And, of course, Mark Collins plays the part of George Washington very, very convincingly. People must understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle today. And we need a means of reaching people to understand what is happening. Freedom is not free, and once freedom is lost in America, why, certainly, it will be lost throughout the world. And this is the great tragedy of what's going on today. Most people cannot believe that we could lose our freedom. We've always been free. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're the only country in the world, of course, it was a presupposition, that our freedoms came from God. They didn't come from government. We were free, and governments were instituted among men to preserve those God-given freedoms. But that's why they had to take God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, and the realization that America was founded as a Christian nation, because there really are people who want a dictatorship in America. And they are in charge of both of our political parties today, making mockery of the electoral process, as we saw, of course, with the recent election and the effort to suppress any of the victories that Ron Paul had as he took state after state after state and the delegates within those states. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment on this subject. Oh, certainly, Mark, as you said, you've got a fairly good response from people who've seen the film. How long has it really been out altogether now?
It's been out about 3 months. And so it's gone very well. Those that see it seems to really have an impact. Even those that are familiar with many of the concepts taught there, but to bring it from the time of our first revolution and in the closing of the film, I say our revolution now becomes your revolution. And that is so true. Not necessarily that hopefully, prayerfully, we won't have to take up arms. We've been given the mechanisms to preserve our freedoms if the people will just stand up and say enough is enough and take control away from those that wish to see us become a one world government. And that's in a nutshell what Behold a Pale Horse tries to culminate in that first one. And by the way, we should be having Behold a Pale Horse 2 and 3 should be coming out in a matter of months. I don't have a date yet, but be watching out for that also.
Well, we're hoping that Chuck Andersi and his wife Anita will let us know as soon as they're available, and certainly we'll be carrying those as well. But people really must understand that freedom is under attack today. This is not imaginary. Freedom is lost when good people are not involved, and the evil people control both political parties. Everything is in place. They're buying up massive amounts of ammunition so they can use on the people. Why do you think that the Department of Homeland Security is buying 1 million rounds of hollow point ammunition? Why would you do that? There's not 1 million terrorists in America. In fact, there are probably very few terrorists other than those that are being funded by our own government. In fact, anytime anybody wanted to come into America, they could simply come across our unguarded borders with a knapsack full of explosives and go into a crowded mall or a football game and set it off and kill dozens of people. But it doesn't happen because there are really very, very few terrorists in the United States other than those that are funded by our own government. That is the tragedy of what's going on today. Just as there are only 50 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, and the Israelis recently had to release 1,029 convicted terrorists to get back one soldier. Why would they do that? Well, it's like, you know, fishing in a pond, and you pull out all the fish, there's nobody to fish out for. You can't have a war on terrorism unless you got terrorists. So you release the terrorists so you can catch them again. It's so hard for people to contemplate this sort of thing. But this is really what's going on, and they use the threat of the war on terrorism step by step by step to take away our freedom. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Mark Collins, who plays the part of George Washington in a wonderful DVD called Behold a Pale Horse. Mark, what is the real thrust of this DVD? What message are they trying to get out?
It really tries to unpack the powers that be and their subtleties, and how it's not so subtle anymore. That these aren't secret papers that you can just watch the news, and they have become so bold and so confident that the people can't stop them and their plans, that they just speak very openly about it anymore. And so that's just making people aware. You know, I don't think they're watching the newscast and listening to what is being said when they speak of a new world or a one world order and of the green concepts and how that plays into this one world order, that we need to reduce the world's population by 80%. When you tell people that, or when they hear it in the film, they're stunned. That can't be. Well, it's in the documentation. That's there to be seen by anyone in Agenda 21 and some of these other concepts that are put out by the United Nations. And so that is what it is. It's to very, in a very wonderful way, unpack what is going on around us. And it's not being hidden. It's right in plain sight. But Behold a Pale Horse brings all of those concepts together and puts them on one plate so that people can see them.
And, of course, it's a biblical reference. And I look and behold a pale horse, and the rider upon him was death, and Hades followed close behind, and power was given unto them to kill a quarter of the population of the world with the sword, and with pestilence, and with famine, and the beasts of this world. It's Revelation 6:8. Read it, understand, and behold a pale horse. That's the title of the DVD, and very, very apropos. Well, again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, and our guest is Mark Collins, who does a wonderful job, certainly of identifying, of projecting the personality of the father of our country, George Washington. And there's so much that's been put out about George Washington that just isn't true. What else have you learned about George Washington in your studies and in your presentation?
You know, you mentioned that he was a Mason. And one of the interesting things there, of course, the governor of Virginia was Dinwiddie, and he was also the grand potentate of the lodge. And it was well known that if you were a colonial and you wanted a commission as an officer, you had to be a Mason. So Washington did, in fact, go through the inauguration of being a Mason. And many tried to claim that in his life, now this is from the Masons themselves, that he attended 18 meetings in his entire life. But from the Masons' own historian, he said, in actuality, many of those, if there was a Masonic funeral, they were counting that as a Masonic meeting that Washington attended. Of actual meetings, he's only recorded on the books in three meetings, and all of those came before his commission. After he got his commission, he never attended another Masonic meeting. And so that, of course, he got that commission at the age of 19, within 2 days after being inducted into the Masons.
And I think, I think the people must understand that suddenly so much of what has been, we know is not true. They've rewritten history to try to confuse you about Washington, George Washington's religious beliefs, his relationship to Masonry, the influence Masonry had on the original foundation of our country. And certainly the influence was there, but it wasn't coming in through George Washington. Well, certainly George Washington, though, certainly was really esteemed. He truly was the father of our nation, wasn't he? Wasn't he certainly the most widely respected of all of the founding fathers?
Absolutely. You know, and that's why he was chosen, I believe, to be the commanding general to build the army. And then, of course, when they, of course, he was so pleased to go back and just be a gentleman farmer. When they approached him to be president, he declined three times, and they kept amassing more backup, and they would approach him continually until finally they told him that, you know, he gave 8 years of his life to America, and if he would not agree to be their first president, it was all for naught. And deep down, Washington knew that it was true, and so he reluctantly agreed to go to New York and become the first president. And what a standard he set. You know, that today even governments around the world are weighed by the standards that were set by those founding fathers, and specifically by Washington as a servant leader.
And because that's it, he did not want to be president. He wanted to retire. He wanted to be a farmer. But he did what he did because it was his patriotic duty, just as many people out there today don't want to be involved. But ladies and gentlemen, you're either involved and part of the solution, or you're not involved and you're part of the problem. Well, our numbers again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. And we have Leslie calling from Tri-Cities in the great state of Washington. Hi, Leslie. How are we doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fine. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
I had a question about the DVD. Is the DVD, Behold the Pale Horses, that have any connection with the book with that title?
No, it does not. The book was written numerous years prior to, and it is not in any way related except in the title itself.
Okay.
And basically, of course, the DVD is interviews with a number of very prominent people, many of whom I know, people who understand what's going on and are trying to get the information out. And certainly, whether it's Michael Shaw talking about the Agenda 21, or certainly Ed Vieira talking about the legal issues, Ed's a constitutional lawyer, or certainly Michael Kaufman talking about this move towards New World Order. Joan Vion, who subsequently died, does a magnificent job of trying to get people to understand the danger to our country. And Joan worked right up until almost the day she died, trying to awaken people to the very real threat to America. It's a wonderful, wonderful set of interviews and discussions. Our guest is Leslie, calling from Tri-Cities. Leslie, did you have anything else you wanted to ask her?
No, the DVD sounds like it's got some really great information. Thank you.
Well, it really does, and I will tell you, I was very, very touched by it, not because I was in it. I have a very small part, but they did give me the opportunity to discuss the Brotherhood of Darkness, and of course, my son was so impressed because I was interviewed, I was introduced by Charlie Daniels. I was the only person who he interviewed, and I don't know if you know him, but he's a very famous singer and a country singer, and he is sort of the commentator for the film. Anything else, Leslie, before we let you go?
That was it. Thank you.
God bless. In fact, did you enjoy the film as a whole, Mark? I'm sure you must have seen it several times.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. It's amazing. And just as in your interview and many of the others, you know, just being part of one section of it, you see it all come together and see all of those powerful interviews by so many dedicated patriots that have invested their lives in turning this country around. That's inspiring to see that you're not alone, that there's other people out there that get it and are concerned and that are willing to stand up and speak out.
Well, let's go to Barbara, who's calling from Soquel. Hi, Barbara. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you. And thank you for having Mark on. But we've watched that DVD, and it was 100% on our standard here, because the way it was put together, the interviews, the information, it was just so well done, and it brought out so many of the issues. And I really can't recommend it highly, any more highly. It was wonderful.
And basically, of course, it is not only the interviews, but then, of course, the other little skits that go into actually break it up so that you're sort of waiting for something. I've seen lots of similar films, but none ever done as well as this one. That's because Chuck Untersee and his wife, who produced it, have been into doing films, advertisings, and working in the regular film industry for 20 years or more. And they took all they'd learned and they put it into this film, and they did a wonderful job, I think, and I agree with Barbara. She's absolutely right. Anything else you want to say, Barbara?
No, I highly recommend this DVD. It gives us so much wonderful information that people really need to hear.
All right, fine. Mark, did you have a thought?
Barbara, thank you so much. You know, truly, Chuck Untersee and Anita, he is truly an artist. And I can remember there's a short scene, and I think it's a beautiful scene where it's the crossing of the Delaware of Washington. And that scene lasts less than 10 seconds. But we were in that boat for 7.5 hours. And you would hear Chuck say, "That was perfect. Let's do it again."
Well, basically, of course, were there any ice floes in the water when you were doing it? Did they put those in afterwards?
We actually, I'll tell you a secret, we actually filmed that in August, and it was 95 degrees.
I see.
So there wasn't even ice in the ice water on that day. It was very hot, and of course they added, it's amazing how they can add all of that with computer generation now.
Yeah, because now, of course, then they put all the ice floes, the icebergs in there, but it was very, very well done, and certainly the whole idea is to make the film as appealing as it can be, and of course so that you really are entertained. But this is what the other side does so well. They entertain us, they're entertaining us to death, and they're taking us away from an understanding of the truth and giving us all sorts of false ideas. They're destroying the moral fabric of our society, and they know exactly what they're doing. I think that suddenly it's so wonderful that we have people on our side who certainly are talented and can utilize their techniques to try to preserve America. Our number 1-888-24 Liberty, the film Behold a Pale Horse, our guest Mark Collins, who plays the part of George Washington.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com. What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law.
This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
God bless.
God bless. Thank you so much, Mark. God bless. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and so today we've enjoyed having Mark on our program, and basically the film is called Behold a Pale Horse, and you can certainly get it through Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like to get hold of Mark Collins. His website is gwlibs.com. GWLibs.com, and he actually put out his telephone number, which is actually 361-461-1303. That's 361-461-1303. And Sidney is he's a Protestant minister who believes, as I do, that America is certainly very important. And of course, we hope that many of you out there will. We'll go ahead and want to get this film and then show it to others and let them understand that America is going to be lost. Now, I believe there's going to be some cataclysmic changes within the next few months here, and whether it'll be an EMP attack, whether it'll be a solar maximus, whether it'll be a financial collapse, I have no idea what it's going to be. But I know certainly that something big is coming down the line, and we just want you to be prepared for this. One thing you could do, if you'd like, is come to our all-day conference. It's going to be on the 21st of October. That's the 21st of October. It's a Sunday here in the this mid-coast of California at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. You want to come. Why, of course, you have to have reservations. We're serving lunch. It's going to start at 8:15 in the morning. Going to go to almost 6 in the evening. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you want to get special rate on hotel rooms, we do have a block of rooms there at the Seacliff Inn, but they are going to be lost as of the 20th of September. So if you're thinking about coming and want to get the special rate, call us at 1-800-544-8927. We had about 160, 170 people last year. Hope we'll do as well this time. We've got some great speakers coming in. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read it, you need to understand what's going on today and how all of these various organizations are energized from the dark side. We have a 4-CD set on the supernatural. A 4-CD set on the supernatural. There is a supernatural element to everything going on in the world today. And suddenly we have so many other CD sets, whether it be going into the background of the sinking of the USS Liberty, where our leaders intended to kill all of those people, almost 250 men aboard the USS Liberty, and they wanted to kill them. So they have a justification for going to war with Egypt, just exactly as they killed the people in the Trade Center because they wanted a justification to go to war with Afghanistan and Iraq. And ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't seen the DVDs we have put out by Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, we have two of their DVDs. We recommend these to you very strongly. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And if you'd like to see those DVDs, and we have a number of DVDs on what happened that day. But basically, those were controlled demolitions. And you can get our 4-tape set on the World Trade Center and 9/11. We recommend the information. We have a number of DVDs on what happened that day. It was a controlled demolition. They killed those people just as they left our boys at Pearl Harbor to die. As they sent 58,000 American troops to go to Vietnam to fight in a war, a no-win war, while we were funding the North Vietnamese all during the war. If you haven't seen my DVD, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy, our number 1-800-544-8927. We funded the Nazis all during World War II. That's, of course, the book, America's Nazi Secret, or The War Against the Jews, the DVD. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining us. It is 29 August. Looking forward to October. Looking forward to cool weather. Looking like the hurricane hit in New Orleans.